Gonna start in Waukesha. Police were notified of a man walking on West Avenue. This is Waukesha. 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Probably bright out.
Monday. Week ago Monday. With, quote, ponytails, wearing lingerie, with his genitalia exposed.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
When you say ponytails,
mm-hmm.
you're just like he has several ponytails.
Katrina, I am reading the police report.
I just want to get
you
a good visual.
Because typically they're pigtails.
Yeah, pigtails would be two. So he has one ponytail.
Right.
I just want to get a visual. Because the lingerie and the genitalia I got.
Right.
I understand what that looks
like. But wait a minute. It says ponytails.
So then either he had...
Pigtails,
and someone labeled it wrong, or he maybe had three ponytails, because then I think you can go... on the pony.
Okay.
You pictured it? I don't want to picture this. This is...
Well, it's kind of hard not to.
Ugh.
He works third shift at McDonald's, was walking to his home at the Wisconsin Hotel. Next one is from Waukesha.
Oh,
as
that
well.
Was the crime, just that he was walking down the street?
Well,
I thought he did.
Can't.
No,
that's
I know.
A crime
I,
to me.
That's mm-hmm. enough. That is enough for you to do.
Katrina, the ponytails were the crime. That was it. They're so upset.
Man bun, ponytail.
The man bun.
A woman complained to the Waukesha police at 5 o'clock in the morning, June 14th, that a guy was taking pictures of her while he was driving a pickup truck on Wisconsin Avenue. Police found the man in his truck about an hour later. Actually, he was playing Pokemon Go. And he was searching for things on his phone.
People still do that?
People still do it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was like a year since the app came out and they were doing some kind of commemorative find some Poke Go things.
Oh, so there were some special bonus rounds or... And I thought they had also done advertising with people. Like you could get your company on the app.
Yes, you can, right.
Yeah.
And they went through this guy's phone.
And McDonald's was one of them.
No pictures.
Oh, well that's... You're exonerated.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Or at least of... The woman. The
right.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're going to arrest you because you're still playing Pokemon Go.
Headline of the next one is from The Patch. Drunk son accidentally shoots mom at dinner table.
Oops. Sorry, mom.
A 21-year-old son admits to drinking 2.5 pints of brandy.
Wow, that's a lot of brandy.
Isn't it? I mean, after 1.5,
Yours
I'm out.
Should be good to go.
Gino, do you ever remember drinking alcohol?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Yes.
When he was 3 or 4.
No, and then,
right.
Unfortunately, in high school.
Oh, you drank again in high school?
Yes.
How much?
Enough to not want to ever
right,
drink
exactly.
again.
Yes.
I want to know the circumstances. Like, I want to know so much more. Like, were you at a high
You're
school
such
just
a reporter.
Party?
We were.
I am.
My parents
I just
were
know.
Gone. I had a party, and there was a shot contest.
Okay.
I got so sick, I said, I never want to feel like this again. And then watching behavior of people who would drink to excess, it's like,
we know, say,
not
sober.
For me.
But we've
not
all said, I don't ever want to feel like this again. And then the
Done
next
again,
time
then.
We say, I don't ever want to feel like this again.
Right. I just see the shot thing as like the Indiana Jones scene, you know, where the girl beats you.
It was bad.
Shots of?
Vodka.
Ew.
You know, Tito's handmade vodka is a delicious
That's
vodka.
That's a hard
it
shot
is.
To do, yeah. though.
And low carb. A lot of girls are drinking the Tito's.
Are they?
Yeah.
I
okay.
can't do vodka.
All right.
Yeah.
And the next and final story. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. The next crime, thanks to Marcus for bringing this one in to me just a few minutes ago. It says, Aquafest rapper arrested. Shock G, one of Gino's favorite rappers.
You know, my he's, top three.
Is he local?
No, he's from California.
Oh, okay.
His real name is Gregory Jacobs, but that's such, like, that is such a lame rap name.
Right.
Gregory Jacobs, yeah. You know what I mean? So he was pulled over by police in Rice Lake early Tuesday morning and booked into the Barron County Jail, possession of drug paraphernalia. Jacobs, 53, or Mr. Shock G, if you will, of Topanga, California, was pulled over 2 o'clock in the morning because the driver's license of the owner of the vehicle he was driving was revoked. There were passengers in the vehicle. Also known by his alter ego, Humpty Hump. I'm still getting in the girl's pants, and I even got my own dance. The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it. Yes.
Well, I mean, that's just a cool
Humpty Hump. So he's Humpty?
Yes. He's the American musician and rapper of the group Digital Underground, and that's what you're listening to.
Uh-huh.
He's this guy. The Humpty Hump.
And he didn't get his license renewed?
No, the vehicle, yeah, the guy who had the vehicle, his license was revoked.
Okay. God.
So Mr. Hump, apparently.
Is that what they call
him? Well,
what else would you call him?
He is the rapper of Digital Underground. He was the special guest star for Aquafest. The Saturday night performance of Naughty by Nature. He was in jail for about 2 hours. He posted a $100 bail and was released.
Where's Aquafest take place?
Everybody knows. Except me, because it's not in the article.
Oh.
Yeah, somewhere.
I'm going to make sure I go next year.
Think about it, though. That one song, he gets up there, everybody goes right back to their childhood or their, mm-hmm. you know, teenagehood, and he's a star. Again.
The Humpty Hump. And that's your...
Rice that's Lake, crime. Wisconsin.
Was it Rice Lake?
Because
it was Rice Lake Police.
So. That's where my daughter's roommate is from, to ask her if she frequents Aquafest.
Or if she knows Mr. Hump.